From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
I would like to say it was my genius idea, but it was not. I have a cousin that lives in Atlanta, and she came to me at the time. I was already doing events, and she said, "Jasmine, are you familiar with the DMC?" And I said, "No, we don't have a DMC in Birmingham." So she introduced me to the concept of a destination management company. She said, "Look, you know, this is how it works. This is what you're going to do." And it was perfect. It was right in fit for, you know, who I am as a person, how much I love Birmingham, and of course, the event side of it, which is my passion.
Jasmine Allen, owner, director of events, Destination Birmingham. Destination Birmingham is the destination liaison for meeting planners and special event clients. They are logistic gurus, and their passion is showcasing Greater Birmingham. They specialize in event production, meeting management, and tours. Growing up in a family of entrepreneurs, Allen's passion and entrepreneurial spirit is in her DNA. It comes from her parents, Larry and Linda Allen, who own Rhino Agency and producers of what was once the largest multicultural festival in the Southeast, the Birmingham Heritage Festival. They encourage creativity and independent thinking. This is not Allen's first business venture. Back in 2014, she started Girl Friday, a private concierge and personal assistant service. I'm Johnny O. Henson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Destination Birmingham, with owner director of events Jasmine Allen, In Black America.
Well, let's see. We've done IIMC, we've done the Workforce Association with conventions. We are producing Dinner en Blanc this year. We received the contract for the Birmingham market, so that will be a new event for us. We created a Highland Halloween, an adult trick-or-treat trail, which is a huge event for us. It did 1,200 people its first year. So this year, we're looking to even grow it even larger. We have a wonderful campaign by the name of Get to Know My Birmingham. And those events are different scavenger hunts. So participants can go into different communities and really get to see all of Birmingham, even if you're from here or if you're not, you're traveling here. We want for you to really get to know Birmingham and see it from a different point of view.
Today's Birmingham is not what many people would imagine. Once only recognized as home to the civil rights movement of the 1960s, this vibrant city has transitioned into a competitive metropolis in the Southeast. The city has terrific weather, world-class cuisine, an incredible amount of green space, tree-lined walking districts, and 15 national recognized museums. It's also the birthplace of one of the greatest tenors in recorded music, Eddie Kendrick, and home to the Magic City Classic, Alabama A&M University and Alabama State University annual football game. Founded in March 2018 by Allen, Destination Birmingham is your one-stop destination for meeting planners and special event clients. The company specializes in event production, meeting management, social media, and tours. Having worked in the hospitality business and seen her parents do a lot of this, Allen has the knowledge and skills to make this work. In Black America recently spoke with Allen from NPR member station WBHM-FM.
Well, I was born in Detroit, Michigan. I was raised in Birmingham, Alabama. I've been here since second grade. And I've worked in events my whole life. My parents owned a marketing and advertising firm and branched out into promotions and events. And I followed in their footsteps and did the same.
Yeah, I know it's in your DNA.
It is.
Tell us about attending Miles College.
Oh, so, you know, I was not one of those children who knew exactly what they wanted to do. I started off at UAB. I went there for a few years. I left. I attended Birmingham Southern. And I just never found what I was looking for. And Birmingham Southern offered a co-op class where I could take African American literature. And I started taking those classes at Miles College, and I transferred. I loved it so much. My I was majoring in English at the time. I was studying Celtic Irish literature, and I changed it to African American studies. And then I ended up getting my degree in English and in history. So I adored Miles College. It was the first place that I attended where I really felt at home, comfortable, and where my professors were really gearing me and preparing me for my field. So I am a fan and advocate of Miles College, absolutely.
Tell us what was life like growing up in Birmingham?
Birmingham, that's a hard question, John, because Birmingham has changed so very much. Growing up in Birmingham, I, again, was from Detroit, so it felt small to me. It felt like everyone knows each other. It was home. It was just a network of, you know, people who were very well knew each other. So, you know, I loved Birmingham from the time we moved here. And it's true. I still know the same people that I was in second grade with to this day. So, you know, Birmingham was, you know, it's a different place to grow up in.
Tell us about working for your mom and dad at Rhino.
Oh, well, that was interesting. My parents, you know, they're innovators. They created a business by the name of Rhino Agency. They had started Front Row Productions first, where they did events and concerts, and
right.
They started Rhino Agency, a full marketing and advertising firm. And working for them opened my eyes to becoming anything that I wanted to be. So watching them allowed me to dream, allowed me to, at a young age, I started to think, what do I want to do? Who do I want to be? And that was because I was, you know, around entrepreneurs and worked with entrepreneurs and was able to kind of mold my gift and my skills at a young age. So
what led you to start Destination Birmingham?
Well, I would like to say it was my genius idea, but it was not. I have a cousin that lives in Atlanta, and she came to me at the time. I was already doing events, and she said, "Jasmine, are you familiar with the DMC?" And I said, "No, we don't have a DMC in Birmingham." So she introduced me to the concept of a destination management company. And she said, "Look, you know, this is how it works. This is what you're going to do." And it was perfect. It was right in fit for, you know, who I am as a person, how much I love Birmingham, and, of course, the event side of it, which is my passion. So
tell our audience, what is a destination management company?
Okay. A destination management company basically goes out. They assist the Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with the city, to recruit large conferences, events, and meetings here to the city of Birmingham for me.
And was there a business plan that you put together prior to you actually launching the business?
I did not. I did not have a business plan. I did create a board, and I went to what I call my, you know, my personal board of people that I trust, and I asked for direction and advisement, but I did not put it on paper like I do, you know, some other businesses that I've created. But with this one, it was a brainchild. I did not put it on paper.
Obviously, there are different things that one must go through on your end to facilitate different events. Can you walk us through some of the different projects and or schedules that you come up with if one is having a convention versus one is having a concert versus one is wanting to come to the city?
Well, first you want to contact me for either one, mm-hmm. Destination Birmingham. We are first going to get you on the line and really understand what your goal is with coming to the city. And as you stated, you know, with concerts, with conventions, they those planners all are those organizations, they have different goals. So we're going to get you on the phone, talk to you about your project and really understand what your end result is. And then from there, we'll move forward in the process and hopefully earn your business.
What events have you conducted thus far?
Well, let's see. We've done IIMC. We've done the Workforce Association with conventions. We are producing Dinner en Blanc this year. We received the contract for the Birmingham market, so that will be a new event for us. We created a Highland Halloween, an adult trick-or-treat trail, which is a huge event for us. It did 1,200 people its first year. So this year, we're looking to even grow it even larger. We have a wonderful campaign by the name of Get to Know My Birmingham. And those events are different scavenger hunts. So participants can go into different communities and really get to see all of Birmingham, even if you're from here or if you're not, you're traveling here. We want for you to really get to know Birmingham and see it from a different point of view. So the Get to Know My Birmingham scavenger hunts is another program that we use to do that.
On the business that you just articulated, what particularly did you do for these entities?
With the events I named, Highland Halloween, the scavenger hunt, and Dinner en Blanc, we created and produced all of those events. So those are events that were our brainchild. We said, hey, we want to turn these into fruition. With the convention side, we planned all of their large group activities. So any event that they did together, including the welcoming party, we did like a game day the next day. So anything that a group or convention is doing as a whole, we will plan those events for them.
Are you thinking expanding this to other cities?
Not yet. You know, maybe one day, but right now, I really just want to concentrate on Birmingham. Birmingham is a wonderful city, and you know, we're a blue city in a red state. So we are always encouraging people to come and really get to know our city. When you hear Birmingham, you think Alabama, but we're our own special niche, if you will. So I really want to promote and advocate for Birmingham and get people down here first, and then, you know, we can move on to, you know, other cities. But right now, Birmingham is my goal.
We'll be back with more In Black America after this message. If you're just joining us, I'm Johnny O. Hanson Jr., and you're listening to In Black America from KUT Radio, and we're speaking with Jasmine Allen, owner and director of Events Destination Birmingham. Jasmine, when you look at tourists wanting to come to Birmingham, what are some of the main attractions that you try to show them?
That's the wonderful part about Birmingham. We have a large assortment of top attractions, such as the Birmingham Zoo, the Botanical Gardens, Alabama Adventure, which is a large water park and adventure park that is often overlooked in the Southeast. And then, of course, we have tons of civil rights activities, such as the Civil Rights Institute, the 16th Street Baptist Church, the 4th Avenue Business District, and I can go on and on. Birmingham is booming. We are growing, and we have tons of activities here. We are a restaurant city. Mm-hmm. We love to eat and drink and have fun, so there's a lot of things to do here.
Being around this particular industry for basically all your life, what are the particular talents one brings to the table to be involved in hospitality, so to say?
Talent, customer service, and organization, I think, are the two key talents. You know, being able to listen to what the client needs and put your desires to the side. And then also being able to organize those spaces for that many people is a huge task as well. So to me, those are my two top strengths in the key skills that are needed in this area. And then, of course, your network, knowing everyone here, knowing your attractions and your hotels and your event centers, and being able to get the best deal for your clients and make sure that it's a success and that they leave Birmingham having had an experience that you're proud of.
How did you go about cultivating these networks?
Well, I'm a member of a few different associations, and, you know, I network. I stay in front of people. I am very visible on social media. So, again, I've lived in Birmingham since, you know, basically my entire life, since second grade. And I have built these relationships for years. And as we know, some of them are interchanging, but, you know, I take good pride in meeting with the new directors of different hotels and staying in front of, you know, who's who, and making sure that anyone that uses my services are happy with what we provide. So
I know that's right. Speaking of social media, how has social media assisted you in your business?
Social media is the new business card in my mind. I give out business cards a lot, but people really go to my social media sites to get to know me. So it could be my personal page or my business page. It's really about building trust and rapport. And social media is the key platform or catalyst that's going to do that for you.
Yeah, are there other members of your team?
Well, actually, my mom is a partner in Destination Birmingham, and she's my go-to person. And then we have Jay Matthew, who's with social media, and a lot of different contractors that we bring in as well.
When you look at your career thus far, what do you see yourself personally and also professionally maybe 5 to 10 years down the road?
Well, I would have to say that I see Birmingham as one of the go-to destination places in the Southeast. And if that is true, then I have done my job. Professionally, I see Destination Birmingham as the go-to DMC in the country. And I invest in a lot of different property and real estate as well. So I see those things. I see the city growing in those investments, you know, turning into fruition as well. So
are you all a part of the Magic City Classic?
We are not a part of the Magic City Classic in the degree that we help produce it. Mm-hmm. However, I am always asking conventions to come in during that time and mm-hmm. recruiting conventions to come to our city during the Classic. Large groups have the best time during Magic City Classic. So absolutely, we're a part in that capacity.
When you talk to a particular client, are there similar messages, irregardless of what the event is? Because obviously you're selling Birmingham, and if it's a convention, no one actually stays in the hotel 24/7. So are there similar discussions and or things that you all do irregardless of what the event is?
A lot of personalized built out events, and then of mm-hmm. course tours. Those are usually the key conversations that planners want to have. What type of tours do you guys provide? You know, even if it's spousal tours where the spouse may be at the convention and they're in the educational part, but the other spouse, the wife or the husband, is at the hotel and they want to get out and see the city. So spousal tours is a large request and conversation that we repeatedly have. And then, of course, how can we build out an event that creates an experience unlike anywhere we've had before? So those are the two conversations I think are pretty consistent.
Obviously, you want to be inclusive with your vendors, but are there African-American companies or services that you all deal with doing what you do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our Freedom Line Tours is one of our partners recently added as one of our partners for tours. And it's owned by a female Black-owned business. And our vendors for most of our events. Shout out to Lux Event Decor is a female Black-owned business. And I can go on and on. Here in Birmingham, we're around 80% Black. And so, of course, our business looks like that as well.
Obviously, it's one thing to have a thought to want to jump out there on your own. What gave you the courage and impetus to actually go out there and fulfill your dream?
I really didn't have a choice. It's just what I saw every day. So okay. It was just how my mind and how my thoughts were molded. I've worked in corporate America in the past, and I was never really happy or fulfilled. Having a check was great, you know, but there was a part of me that just never felt like I was accomplishing what I was meant to accomplish. And understanding that being an entrepreneur is not made for everyone, but it was made for me. And I was okay with the sacrifices that comes along with being an entrepreneur and not having, you know, necessarily the stability that a lot of people have with the security of a job. So I was it was just a part of my, as you said, my DNA, who I am.
You mentioned not having a check.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this must give you a lot of get up and go, because as that commercial say, slow feet don't eat.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that we forget as entrepreneurs is, you know, it doesn't really matter too much about your success, because if you are trying to grow your company, you are constantly taking that money and investing it into, you know, more things. So you can never be content. You can never be, you must be content with your level of success, but you do not have to be content with, you know, your income. So you're always grinding, you're always making a way, and you have to use a lot of cash to make those things happen. So, yeah, you are bouncing around and always looking for the next opportunity.
What lessons have you learned thus far in this business?
Lessons. Number one, how to listen and not to be afraid when I don't understand, you know, and implement an assumption instead of looking for clarification. So that's definitely something that's a big deal on my end, something that I've learned. What else? A lot. but I think that's the main one that I could come up with right now.
If one is interested in reaching out and contacting you, how do they go about facilitating that?
Well, you can always call Destination Birmingham. The number's 205-719-9019. Our website is www.destinationbham.com, or you can email me personally at jasmine@destinationbham.com.
And looking at your resume, besides you working for your mom and dad at Rhino, what other positions has helped you understand what you're doing today?
Well, after interning for my parents, I left and I went to the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau, where I acted as their marketing manager. I left there, and then I went to, for several years, I worked for different tobacco companies as their branding and event marketing manager. And so I stayed in that field doing a lot of different brands and events for, I don't know, 6-7 years. And then I did a spell of education, which I hated. And then I went on to open my first business, which was, I wouldn't say my first, but I would say my first successful business, which was a Girl Friday concierge. And I've stayed in that field ever since.
As a young African-American entrepreneur, what advice would you give others of your generation wanting to go their own way?
My advice would be to really get to know yourself first. I know that's not a typical answer, but to be successful as an entrepreneur, you must be footed, you must be grounded, and more importantly than anything, you must believe in yourself, because everybody's going to tell you no. People are going to turn you away. You will start to, you know, question yourself, question your service that you're providing, or if it's a product. So before even thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, I suggest that you really get to know yourself, really ground yourself and prepare yourself, you know, for the journey that you're about to go on. And trust me, it's rewarding and it's worth all of it, but it's not easy. And every day you are cheering for yourself, you are supporting yourself, and you have to do it from within. And that is a mental gift you have to give yourself every day.
Thus far, what has been your most memorable event that you planned?
Let's see. I wanted to say Dinner on Blanc. But it hasn't happened yet. But mm-hmm. I am so excited about this event. It is one that allows me to be creative, and it's a huge event that's going to attract a lot of people to our city and give people different things to talk about that's happening in Birmingham. So this is definitely one that I've enjoyed the most. Outside of that, I did a party for a client for a auto dealer. Mm-hmm. And he turned the inside of his dealership, which was like an indoor car dealership. So all of the cars were housed inside of this warehouse. It's a huge warehouse. And he turned it into a launch party for his business. And he did almost 1,000 people there. And it was awesome. We did a Cirque du Soleil theme. We had all of the stilt walkers and the acrobats, you know, from the ceiling. And it was just a great time. It was where we could, you know, blend creativity, fun, and of course, you know, branding his business and making sure his clients and potential clients left always thinking of that experience. And more importantly, think of him, you know, when it was time to buy their luxury automobile. So
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. I asked you about the most memorable one. What has been your biggest challenge you faced thus far in planning an event or tour?
Well, I always think of new events that we planned. We've been in business for a little over a year. So a lot of the events that we plan are new concepts.
Jasmine Adam, owner and director of events, Destination Birmingham. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as your future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at KUT.org. Until we have the opportunity again for production interns Tiana Woodard and Chelsea Jenkins and technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O. Henson Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.